Thank you, Marie, for sending this along. Blake Lively and Owen Jones apologizing for Kate Middleton conspiracy jokes. Really? I wouldn't have seen anything to joke about, no matter what was going on there. All right, moving on, turning the page. This from Josh Krushar. If you ever question the value of President Donald Trump's endorsement in a Republican primary, question no more. Republican U.S. Senate frontrunner Mike Rogers went from a field-leading 27% support among GOP primary voters to 67% after respondents were told the former president is backing Rogers, a former member of Congress from Livingston County. Our good old friend who does this for a living and follows all of these things has never seen Steve Mitchell is who I'm talking about. Steve Mitchell, Mitchell Research Communications, says he's never seen a 40-point bounce. He says, quote, Donald Trump absolutely has the strongest hold of the party that I've ever seen, and that includes Ronald Reagan, and he worked for Reagan in 84, and I introduced Ronald Reagan at an event in 1984, and I have not ever looked at it that way, but I can tell you this. I've been all about Mike Rogers since I first met him, and followed all of the great things he's done. And I'm here to congratulate him now. Up 62% in the primary election following President Trump's endorsement. Mike, congratulations. What can I say?
Paul, thank you. I think he must have listened to you saying, hey, he screwed up when he didn't hire me as FBI director. And well, I think this is his.
I've never forgiven him for
really
that.
Great.
He's never forgiven me for a couple of things, and we're kind of at a standoff like that. But there is no question you were the right guy to head the FBI, and had he made you the head of the FBI, instead of that foolishness about, well, he wasn't rough on Hillary Clinton, what the hell does that mean? So he bought himself all of the problems he's had now with the FBI. But let's not go backwards. Let's go forward. He picks you. That is a blessing that turns into a lot of numbers these days. And did everyone, when you came out and said you were supporting Trump, which of course he loved and therefore he returned the favor, but there are other people who were supporting him he could have returned the favor for, but he went to you and for good reason. Did you get much gas about this from anybody? I mean, you can prove to them now why it was a good thing to do, but did you get anyone who said, why did you do that? You could have gone through this without doing that.
You know, it really came down to two things, Paul. Donald Trump is going to be on the ballot with Joe Biden. And there is no clearer picture of a difference in 4 years than comparing both of those statistics. And so, no, it wasn't hard for me. We are aligned on fixing the border. We are aligned on this crime wave that's coming across the country, including, by the way, drug cartel gangs operating in Michigan. We're aligned on making sure that your groceries are affordable. We're aligned on EV mandates and what it's going to do to us and put us in our future economy in the hands of the Chinese. So, you know, people are, you know, seemed shocked. Well, listen, I mean, if people talk bad about Donald Trump in the past, like Ron DeSantis endorsed the president. Because a family fight is different than fighting against for the future of the country and how we have to move forward. And to me, there is just no clearer difference in the world than Donald Trump policy that's good for your personal economics than it is Joe Biden's.
Well, I'm afraid there's no question about that, even though you'll get it questioned and people will fight us on that and say there's nothing wrong with President Biden. They don't see any cognitive issues because it's impossible not to. But be that as it may, with your significant lead over your primary opponents and the people that have been thought to be certainly as critical endorsements, we had former Detroit Police Chief James Craig on singing your praises. Candace Miller, several law enforcement and small business organizations other than James Craig, Congressman Tim Walberg. I mean, the list goes on and on. There are a lot of people who know you well, as do I, who are singing your praises and looking forward to you being back in Washington and having a say over all the things that are going on and will be going on.
Yeah, no, thank you. And it was great. And people are kind of rallying around the poll. And listen, I get it. It's never easy for these other primary opponents because they thought that they had a pathway to win the nomination. They just don't. And it's time. You know, we've already had discussions with the Trump campaign folks about how we're going to work together on really the unsexy things of a campaign, but the important things: get out the vote, ballot integrity, all of those things. And I do think, you know, building that infrastructure, which we already started, which I think impressed the president, that where we were on our structural, hey, we got to do these things in order to win in November. This is all about winning in November. Primary doesn't matter if we can't win in November. And so, I mean, it matters, obviously, but I mean, if we're only focused on that and not focused on putting the pieces together to win in November, we're making a mistake. And so all of those people jumping on board helps, because those networks become our, you know, become part of our networks. And it just continues to grow both in size and support, which is why that jump was so significant. People, I think that put a lot of people's mind at rest where we were with Donald Trump, by Donald Trump saying, yeah, I heard all the nonsense. It's all nonsense. I'm for you. Perfect. That's great. Now we're moving out. We're putting things together to win in November. And so those endorsements, really important. You know, when you get the chiefs of police in Southeast Michigan, their networks becomes important. Chief Craig, huge endorsement for us. Clearly, no one bigger than Donald J. Trump's endorsement here for the state of Michigan. So things are tracking, and now we have a 60-point lead. You know, my argument is maybe I hope people at least reconsider about hanging around. But you know, we're going to continue to run like we're 1,000 votes behind. That's the only way I know how to do it. And we'll cross finish line in August, and we're going to be in a shape for a good sprint until the general election.
Congressman Mike Rogers would like to become Senator Mike Rogers, and there are a lot of people who feel that way. Go to rogersforsenate.com, rogersforsenate.com. Quick answer, were you surprised or just pleased to see former President Trump no longer has to pay $454 million? It's down to $175 million payment to be made within 10 days.
I thought that whole case was crazy. No victim, no crime, nobody lost money. I do not understand. If that isn't lawfare, I don't know what is. We all should be worried about that kind of a decision.
Candidate for United States Senate, Mike Rogers, rogersforsenate.com. Thank you, sir.
Hey, thanks, Paul. Best to Kim.
Best to Christie. Thank you, sir, as we continue on WJR.